that on the television.
And you're gonna have, you know, no use to you having to go up there. In fact, just go off the main, and then I will, can't do it.
Right, so then we...
So you're all set.
Then if you agree, I'll do the, then I'll do the television.
That way you can do your television. Well, you get back at 5:30, and then you can relax a little.
Do it at 6:30.
What these guys.
responsible congressmen and senators are not supposed to follow polls, they are supposed to make polls.
So that's the disgusting entities. The president was wondering whether you, Bill, and Bill Porter, Sullivan, and I might have had breakfast with him tomorrow morning to discuss the international conference. And then we have a picture taken, and he puts it in the trash this second. 8:30.
They have to hear them sometimes.
But I can hear that attitude towards you. think the transformation, your position, I think it's going to grow.
Well, they must run Henry into an interesting situation when they go home. They take the kids when I was in the mission. I was Billy Graham talking to him last night. He's got a kid, 21 years old, in college. And of course, his kid actually follows his line home. Right. Like everybody else was worried about the bombing. His father-in-law was great. The lay, one of the great ministers in the Methodist Church, who's always been a hardliner, could call Billy around Christmas and said he'd always supported Billy about this. He just had very doubt, but he would never say anything publicly. And his father-in-law called him a few days ago and said, I was wrong. The president was right. I want you to tell me something. Anyway, I'm going to say that his kid, though, this is the last thing. His boy said that. At his school, at least probably a conservative school, at his school, the line that they were taking with one of the kids saying, my God, what they're doing is working. That's the thing that impresses the kids.
That's what it
belongs to. But they could do stuff that happened at Harvard. It may not happen at Harvard, but it happened at his school anyway.
I could have letters from high school, from elementary school children.
Really?
And some of them are really high. Thank the president for ending the war. I hope they get another war soon so they can end that too.
Really?
Well, tell the president that the best thing that happened since the dropping of the atomic bomb was when he could peace.
My God. Well, this is not basically a few moments.
This is not a country that likes to lose. I would hate to say, Mr. President, what any president would be the position he'd be in. If we had bugged out of Vietnam, no matter what the leading on
century, what I put it in very personal terms, what would those POWs have looked like coming out of Iran? What would if we had traded just to get them off their heads and we hanging low?
They would feel responsible for having gone.
Go ahead, give Joe my best.